Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Jeremiah chapter 18. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you." So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter, so he remade it into another vessel, as it pleased the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Am I not able, house of Israel, to deal with you as this potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, house of Israel." At one moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to uproot it, to tear it down, or to destroy it. If that nation, against which I have spoken, turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I planned to bring on it. Or at another moment, I might speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to build up or to plant it. If it does evil in my sight, by not obeying my voice, then I will relent of the good with which I said that I would bless it.
The Lord is sovereign over all things, and He's the one who establishes nations and uproots them. In His eyes, they are as influential as a drop from a bucket or a speck of dust on the scales. Have you ever thought of your country like this? From our perspective as individual citizens, nations wield great power and authority, and it seems as if one person would be unable to bring about any change. But Christians can impact a nation with their prayers. In fact, the way we can play a part in reversing the downward trajectory of a nation is by interceding for those in authority. Paul urges the church to pray for kings and all who are in authority in order to lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. He goes on to say that God approves of this approach, as He desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The Lord has the power to turn a nation back to Himself, and amazingly, He often uses the prayers of His people to accomplish His will. As James 5, verse 16 tells us, the prayers of a righteous person can accomplish much. Are you faithfully appealing to God on behalf of your country's leaders?